guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
In 1955, Archbishop Ritter called upon the faithful of St. Louis to build the only freestanding Catholic pediatric hospital in the country. Thanks to the support of our community, SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center was built brick by brick, dollar by dollar. That was the beginning of Glennon Sunday. Join thousands and donate to show your compassion for sick and injured children this Glennon Sunday, June 7th. Make your gift at Mass or donate online at glennon.org. Glennon Sunday, where faith and healing unite.
Deals on Wheels. If you can push it, pull it, pedal it, or steer it, you can buy it on sale at the first annual Deals on Wheels sale at the Salvation Army Family Store Midtown, 4121 Forest Park Avenue. Scooters, skateboards, bikes, wagons, doesn't matter if it has wheels, it's on sale at the first annual Deals on Wheels at the Salvation Army Family Store Midtown, 4121 Forest Park Avenue, Saturday, June 6th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Traveling to an old friend or coworker, there's a Choice Hotel nearby, and earn rewards for your stays when you join the Choice Privileges program. Visit choicehotels.com for reservations and details.
All right, let's get this show on the road. We're ready for your talent. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Now, that 888 number, only a couple lines coming in on that. We have more lines coming in on the first number. So I'll give it one more time, 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877. Dan's taking numbers, taking names. Well, he's taking names. He's not taking numbers. And I know right away when I see the first name. Every week. Dave, it's our Dave, right?
This is Dave.
Folks, Dave tries every
AM and the PM.
Thank you, Dave. Dave gets on the stage, the imaginary stage, every week and tells a joke. Still, you know what? Perseverance. You can't beat it. Dave from Hazelwood, is that right?
Do what?
Are you from Hazelwood? Is that correct?
I'm driving. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Right. Dave, what part of town are you from? Hazelwood.
Hazelwood again, right.
Okay. All right. It's all yours. Folks, here's the Dave again. Take it away, Dave.
Now, before I start my joke, I remember yesterday when Dr. Doug was on, there was a lady that called in about her dog that ate some baby rabbits.
Yes.
And it reminded me of something that just happened to me last week. I went out on my backyard, and there was a little rabbit. I went over and picked it up. I'm telling you, it was a hair-raising experience.
Surely that's not the joke for the contest.
No, that's not the call.
That was a primer.
That's like a warm-up act.
That's a warm-up, right.
And now the real joke. Go ahead.
Now, I'm really reluctant to tell blonde jokes because every blonde joke I know I got from you.
That's all right.
But I'm going to go ahead and tell this blonde joke because when I go out to eat, when I tell the server a couple of blonde jokes, and then I ask her, would you like a payback joke for all those blonde jokes? And she usually says, okay. Uh-huh. So I tell her this joke.
Okay.
There were three blondes walking down the beach. They saw an old lamp sticking up out of the sand. So they picked it up and brushed the sand off of the lamp. Sure enough, a genie came out. Well, the genie looked at him and said, you know what? There's three of you, so I'm going to grant you one wish apiece. The first blonde says, oh, I'm so tired of being a blonde. She says, everybody making fun of me and calling me dumb. She says, I want to be a redhead. So the genie turned her into a redhead. The second one says, you know, the same thing. I'm just so tired of being thought of as being dumb and being a blonde. I want to be a brunette. So the genie turned her into a brunette. The third girl says, you know what? She says, I really like being a blonde. She says, in fact, if there was any way I could be even dumber, I would like to be. So the genie turned her into a man.
I'm sure women love that joke.
Oh, yeah.
Dave, we don't need your phone number.
I know you know that joke.
Now, Dave, I do. And here's the deal. When we say we don't need your number, it means one of two things. It means you're just not quite good enough to be a finalist, or you're so good, we want to make sure you call back again next week, and that's how we get you to do it. So you have to figure out which it is.
Okay.
All right, Dave.
I'm trying to learn comedy from the master, so I call in each week and practice.
Well, you're not a bad joke teller, I'll tell you that. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
All right. He's really not a bad. He's pretty.
And he enjoys it.
I'm telling you, the ukulele guy. That's who you got.
And the organist.
And the organist. This would be Paul. Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Are you calling for the talent contest?
No, I was trying to get through in the first hour when you're talking about Ringo Starr and Paul Schaefer and all that. And I had just a couple things to say about that. Number one, I understand that I agree what you're saying about Ringo as far as all you've ever heard is being a mediocre drummer.
Yeah.
And one of the great quotes that was attributed to Paul McCartney, and honestly, I don't know if it's true or not, was when somebody asked him if Ringo was the greatest drummer in the world. And Paul McCartney responded, he's not even the greatest drummer in the Beatles.
That's pretty funny.
Because it was well known that, you know, a lot of times in the studio, McCartney would do a lot of tracks.
Yeah.
You know, be it piano, guitar, whatever, and sometimes drums, yes. And Paul Schaefer, you ask about Paul Schaefer, yes, the guy's a genius. He was not in the first Blues Brothers movie.
Okay.
He was in the original band on SNL, but there was some kind of contract dispute that didn't allow him to be in the movie.
Yeah.
But the guy that they got in there, Murphy Dunn, was actually the reason they wound up filming in Chicago, because his relative or something was an alderman in Chicago, and they hadn't allowed filming in Chicago for years and years and years.
Yeah, they got all kinds of waivers and permissions. They took that town over.
They didn't want to move they thought everybody would make the town look bad. Well, this guy, this alderman that was related to this piano player, got them permission to film in Chicago, and from that point on, it became a big town to film in.
Yeah, and I got to tell you something. What towns forget about when they go, oh, yeah, we don't want that crew coming in here. If it's a hit, it's the greatest tourism promoter in the world for your town.
Oh, people will come for 30 years.
Hey, look, this is the building. This is the diner where Aretha Franklin, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Who can ever forget the drive down Lower Wacker Drive, you know, and thinking, wow, I want to go see that place where the Blues Brothers did their car chase. You know, how many people went just to see that?
Absolutely. Well, I don't know anything about the music or drums, but I know two names that I think are probably, if not the two greatest, two of the five greatest, Gene Krupa and Buddy Rich.
Definitely.
And there's a video. Go ahead.
You're talking about the Funk Brothers. The other group, and I know you guys have talked about them, was the Wrecking Crew, which was a documentary out about them and the studio musicians that played in dozens and dozens of hits.
Right.
Them and the Funk Brothers pretty much owned the 60s, you know?
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
they really did.
All right, Paul, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Have a great day.
Did you see who's on the... on the line.
Well, I'm going to get Michelle first, and then we'll get to Norman. Let me get Michelle in here. Hello, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, Frank.
Oh, boy.
That's not what I'm calling about, that I have a sexy voice, but what I am calling about is Window World.
Okay.
As I told the gentleman prior to you, I use Window. I think this was our second or third time. I'm not sure, but anyway, they put in a door. They put in two doors in our upstairs, and then wanted another put downstairs. Well, they changed, evidently, buyers, and the wrong door got put in. Mm. And the wrong door in the respect of the threshold was too high and very dangerous to trip and fall. So I didn't know what to do, and I got a little bit of a runaround. But then I got a gentleman by the name of Ken.
Okay.
And Ken got to the problem right away. And he solved it, and what he did was, it took him a while, but he ordered another door, and it was the right door, and then he called the finance people that I'd used, because I had gotten a year of no interest.
Mm-hmm.
He called them. I had 1 year, and he got it taken to where I would have 15 months of no interest.
Wow.
Gave me his cell number and followed through with everything. So point being, we need more windows, and we will go back to Window World.
That's the greatest commercial I can have ever done for them. And then, you know, nothing better than a great...
But it's true. It's just true.
Well, I'm sure it is, or you wouldn't have called. You wouldn't have called to hear yourself talk.
when you get a lesser person, you have to learn that you have to get to a person with the authority
right.
that can take care of it.
And that's true with anything. That's true
absolutely.
With most everything. Michelle,
absolutely.
I can listen to you talk all day. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Frank. Right. I know you advertise for them. I know how important advertising dollars are, and their money was well, your money, their money, whoever was well spent.
Can't thank you enough. Thank you, Michelle.
Right, bye.
Michelle gets it. This is the only show, I believe the only show, with more than one person on it, where everybody in the room is paid exclusively by the advertisers, not a penny by the station. I'm not sure a lot of people know that. Norman's with us. Norman, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, are you calling to be on the talent show again?
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
No, we can't wait to hear what you're going to. What are you going to do today?
I'm going to sing a song here.
Okay, what is it?
I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart when there's two hearts broken in half. No love song will they sing. I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart when there's two hearts broken in half. No love song will they sing. I request that to Ida.
Ida? Dedicate that to Ida?
Uh-huh. That's the first time we've been done
that.
Song.
Do you know the song Ida, Sweet as Apple Cider? I'm serious. That's a song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Anything else? No, who is Ida? I should know, I guess. Yeah. She's one of your girlfriends?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got many. You got many.
Yeah.
And how could you not have? People, women love a talented man.
Ida, if you're listening, Father's Day is the 21st of June this month.
So you're reminding Ida that it's Father's Day. Did you get Ida pregnant? Are you the father of her child?
No.
Well, I just wonder, you know, when you tell a woman, hey, Father's Day is coming up, sometimes that's how you say, I'm pregnant.
I have a cat here.
You have a cat? Yeah, that's
Siamese
a good transition.
Butterball.
Butterball. Your cat.
Siamese?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else, Norman, you wanted to do?
Do you have any of your instruments, Andy?
I'll do this for talent show, too.
Okay, right. Is this dedicated?
Is this birthday roll call and the wedding march.
Is this dedicated to another woman?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Ida's the one. Malfunction there with the whistle.
And now I'll play.
You're covered.
Wedding march.
Now I'll play the wedding march here.
Right. Can't wait to hear it. Nice voice.
Now let's dance at the wedding here.
All right. Great, I didn't recognize that last time. Well, Norman, we don't need your number because we have your number, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What?
And I'll play Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
All right.
Oh, boy. We just enough time for that. Okay, go ahead.
Go, Cardinals, go.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's a screwball, Cardinals.
Screwball.
Cardinals. Go, Cardinals. Norman, thank you very much. Are you okay? You doing okay? You feel all right?
I'm doing okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
was it rainy in Sullivan today?
Yeah, it sure was. We got our rain today.
Yeah.
At least the old folks don't have to worry about washing their backs.
That's
there's a song about that. Song about that too.
I'm sure
there was no rain. It ain't gonna rain no more. It ain't gonna rain no more. How the heck can the old folks horse their back? It ain't gonna rain.
How can the old folks
no
horse their back? That's not the way I learned it. We'll take that. We'll go with that. All right, thank you, Norman.
Okay.
the old folks was.
The way I learned it was, ain't going to rain, ain't going to rain, ain't going to rain no more. How in the heck can I wash my neck if it ain't going to rain? He said, how in the heck can the old folks wash their backs if it ain't going to rain no more?
I like that better.
That's a different spin on it. I love Norman. He's the greatest. He's our favorite. Mike, how are you?
I'm good, Frank. And you?
Having a great day. Are you calling for the talent show?
Oh, sure.
All right. What's your talent?
Well, I just got to tell you a riddle.
A riddle? Well, yeah. It's wide open. Anything audible?
Yeah, well, a riddle. A gal called this in about 10, 12 years ago. I know you know half of it, so I'm not going to play it against the joke master general.
Well, you can do anything you want. You're the contestant.
I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, so I wanted to finish the portion that she left out.
Okay, now, where are you from? What part of town?
Alton.
All right, let me introduce you properly. Ladies and gentlemen, from Alton, Illinois, our next contestant, Mike. Take it away, Mike.
Who is the world's first carpenter?
I think that's most it. People would say Jesus.
Yeah. Well, no, it was Eve. She made Adam's banana stand. And the second part of that is, who is the world's first soda fountain jerk?
The world's first soda fountain jerk. I don't know.
It was Adam. He made Eve cherry pop.
Oh, my goodness. Cherry pop. A lot of people would take that as something dirty.
No.
Cherry
pop
is a soda.
Yeah.
They call pop soda.
Is that it?
That's it. The gal just never finished it off, and I thought you should know the whole thing.
Well, I appreciate that, and I think we should know it, too, and now we do. Mike, thank you very much.
You betcha.
All right. We will not need Mike's number.
Nasty.
You ever heard that?
No, I don't think so.
Made Adam's banana stand. A lot of people read something dirty into that, and I've never understood it.
No.
A banana stand is where you sell bananas.
Right.
Yeah. Some people think, dirty. Doug, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Frank. How about you?
Having a great day. You calling for the talent show?
I am. I just have a quick kid-friendly joke for you.
Well, where are you from? What part of town do you live in?
I live over in Edwardsville.
Edwardsville, Illinois. Ladies and gentlemen, from Edwardsville, here's Doug with whatever he's going to do, a joke. Take it away, Doug.
Hey, thanks, guys. In the morning when you have your favorite donut, have you ever had it with dragon milk?
Never have.
You know where you get dragon milk?
No.
From a cow with short legs.
This could be the worst day. This could be the worst day for jokes we've ever had.
That's where that's where you get ground beef, too,
now,
right?
Doug, will you be okay if I tell you we don't need your phone number?
I'm okay. You guys have a good night.
Thank you, Doug.
Thanks.
Even the bad ones are still they're still fun. Let's go to Ben.
Yes, sir.
Ben,
how are you doing, Frank?
Ben, I'm great. How are you?
Doing great, sir.
And how many times in your life since that Michael Jackson thing have people pulled the old Ben the Rat? How many times does that get brought up?
Oh God, too many times.
Yeah,
so old.
I would imagine. So what are you doing for us?
Nothing. I was listening to your radio station. I haven't listened in quite a while, and my grandmother used to call in years ago.
That makes me feel great. Your grandmother used to call in. That's beautiful.
Bernice Stiegel, you probably remember. She used to call you the horse's hind end.
How can we ever forget Bernice? We play Bernice every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Oh, God. Yeah. I wish I'd listen more often because I miss hearing her voice.
Well, we hear her voice here every day. Go ahead.
The horse's hind end.
Yeah, every day. Where have you been? What's the matter with you that you haven't been listening?
I don't know. I'm busy working, running my company, and I don't get a chance to listen to the radio very often. So.
Well, hey, that's a sad state of affairs.
Hey, Ben, we have a lady that calls in, Linda.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
She lives in St. Charles. She sounds just like Bernice.
It's creepy. If somebody told me that Bernice hadn't actually died and this was her on the phone, I wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. She was a one of a kind. She was a walk-off card for sure. So.
She's the single... most popular person to ever be on this show was Bernice.
Yep, I remember.
Well, you need to start listening. But what kind of business do you have?
I have a heating and cooling business.
I can't mention them. Matheny would kick my butt if I did that.
Well, I have an appliance business, too.
Okay, what's the name of it?
It's Kreitz Appliance.
You know what? You ought to add Kreitz Almighty. Kreitz Almighty Appliances. That's just a suggestion.
Yeah.
They call me Jesus Christ.
Well, I think that's sacrilegious and disrespectful. Ben, have a great rest of the day.
You too.
Thank you. Now, shame on Ben. He chooses Misses running a business.
And
chooses running a business over listening to them.
Yeah.
We play our voice all the time.
He'd rather have success and financial independence than listen to this show.
Ah!
What an idiot. Let's go to Bob. Bob, how are you?
I'm fine, Frank. How are you?
Having a fantastic day. Are you calling for the talent show?
No, but I have a joke that I wanted to tell you.
Well, you can tell me a joke and two things can happen. I can shoot you down if I know it and you'll never finish it, or you can say you're a contestant and I'll let you tell the whole thing.
Shoot me down anyway, because you always do.
Well, maybe this will be an exception. I hope it is. Take it away.
Well,
Hang on, I got to get my...
Go ahead.
All right, go ahead. I'm loading.
Okay, this is another Adam and Eve joke.
Okay.
Okay, three nuns are out in driving around. They get a car wreck, and they all die at once.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
Shoot me.
Yeah, that was easy. Man, that was so easy.
No, it wasn't. Really
I even
hard.
Knew that one.
Bob, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Frank. Bye.
My goodness, I've told that joke.
That one's once a year.
Once a year for 30 years, I've told that joke. Colin Jeffrey's going to come in. We're talking about some entertainment. And I'm going to talk about Amini's. And I'm going to tell you where they are. They're in the valley. They're in Chesterfield Valley. They're down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Oh, man, look at that. That sweet sound of Dan Strauss on the harmonica. Amini's is the round. You cannot miss this place. If you're on 40, you're going west, you look to your left, you go, look at that thing. What is that? That's Amini's. It's a round, dome-like, copper building. And if you think it's unusual on the outside, wait till you go inside. There's not another store like this. Now, I want you, if you're really AM and the PM and you're anywhere near there, why would you not accept this invitation? And that's to go into Amini's and play one game of pinball on the Star Trek pinball machine. It's fun. Nobody's going to grab you and go, hey, come over here and buy a handmade rug. They're not going to force you or push you to do anything. If the only reason you go in there is to play that game, fine. Because I want people to see this store. Take 5 minutes. Don't take any time. Play the game and run out. You can. Star Trek game. You'll play one game, three balls. You know how pinball works. And they'll make a note of your score and your name. And then when this is all over, and it's going to end pretty soon, the people who are smart enough to go in there, the top five scores will be asked to come back at a time convenient for you, and you'll play again. And the high score of those five finalists will get a $500 gift certificate to Amini's. Second place will get $200, and third place will get $100. And what you're going to see when you go in there as you make your way to the Star Trek machine is a lot of really cool stuff and things you don't see other places. Now, some of the things they sell, other places sell, but most other places sell the less expensive, cheaper, in some cases, junk versions of this stuff. Their number one selling category is patio furniture. And it's the finest patio furniture made in the world. For the first time in my life, I own patio furniture that will last now as long as I'm going to be around. And we got it at Amini's. Upstairs is Jaffe Lighting. Everything from beautiful handmade rugs and beautiful machine-made rugs to pool tables and pinball machines and jukeboxes and lighting for your home that is, well, you'll see it. It's the whole second level, practically. And then you have shuffleboard tables and you have home theater furniture. It's Amini's, which means Amini's just, there's nothing like it except the other Amini's in Kansas City. And I'd like for you to go in there. Tell them you're AM and the PM, and they'll walk you right over to the... Now, some people go in and say, I'm AM and the PM, and I don't really want to play the game. Maybe you're afraid you won't do well on the pinball machine. Nobody does well on pinball that I know. It's pinball. So play it and have fun. And thank you in advance for going to Amini's in the Valley. A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
Meet me.
Let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Frank Ladd.
Well, Dan, they've reportedly just cleared a crash eastbound Highway 30 that was west of Highway 270. There could still be a heavy pocket as folks get that out of the way completely. Eastbound on 64, you're on the brakes now, Jefferson to the Poplar, northbound 55, slow going Park Avenue in that right lane up to the Poplar as well. Westbound 64, normal delays headed out of the city, Kings Highway to McCausland. Then again, could see a little bit of volume approaching and passing Highway 270. Not bad out into the valley. Working on volume up in North County as well, eastbound on Highway 270. Coming around the bend between McDonald and Lindbergh, it's a slow stretch there. And we're coming up on an accident now that's southbound on Highway 55. We're approaching it now. We're back up to the Merrimack River. We're flying over the delay now, and I can't quite see what lane is blocked on this accident, but it's southbound 55 near Richardson Road, and as you come up on it, I'm squinting, actually, just to try and see if I can see through the haze here to tell you what lane is blocked. It looks like it's the right lane is blocked and the part of the exit ramp blocked to Richardson Road, southbound 55. So it looks like three left lanes getting by, the right lane is blocked at Richardson. You're back up to the Merrimack River. This update brought to you by LifeLock. Do you bank online? Pay at the pump? Use public Wi-Fi? If so, your identity could be at risk. So help protect it with the best, LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com now and use promo code RISK to save 10%. LifeLock.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is a stage one road rage alert.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
It's not the traffic that bothers me so much. It's all of these cars that are in the way.
Hear about it first.
This is going to be the worst trip of your life.
On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Sick and tired of wearing glasses and contacts? Then take the next few minutes to finally do something about it. North America's most trusted, most experienced LASIK provider, TLC Laser Eye Centers, is available now to take your call to schedule a free consultation. 1-800-300-1449. Discover why over 2.2 million people, including 7,000 doctors, have trusted TLC Laser Eye Centers for their vision correction procedures. TLC Laser Eye Centers is helping people with nearsightedness, farsightedness, and even astigmatisms, all backed by the TLC Lifetime Commitment. Individual results may vary. Call now to also discover how you could get $400 off a LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. Just think, if you're sick and tired of glasses or contacts, you may qualify for dramatically improved vision, so you can drive a car, watch a movie, or enjoy your favorite sporting activities without always depending on contacts or glasses. TLC Laser Eye Centers offers affordable options for everyone. For your free, no-obligation LASIK consultation, the time to call is now. 1-800-300-1449. 1-800-300-1449.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-600-0476. That's 1-800-600-0476. 1-800-600-0476. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Jeremy North of 360 IRA, and here's a minute for your money. Social Security is a topic often discussed but rarely understood. Why is there so much confusion? Well, for one, there are over 2,700 rules. Secondly, the Social Security Administration does not provide you with strategies to maximize your benefits. Even if you know your Social Security filing strategy, that is only half the battle. There's a whole other area many advisors and retirement professionals overlook, and that's the taxability of your benefits. To understand how crucial this is, I suggest you Google the tax torpedo. Then join us while we provide easy-to-understand Social Security strategies that can maximize your benefits and minimize your taxes. These sessions will be held at St. Charles County Libraries the week of June 22nd. There is no cost, and attendees will be offered a personalized Social Security maximization report. Space will be limited, so sign up now on our website at 360IRA.com or call 844-4-360-IRA. That's 844-436-0472.
Hello, Trapper Joe, Nuisance Wildlife Control.
Help! I think I have bats in my attic, but how can I tell for sure?
Here's how you know you have bats. You know you have bats because you have bat guano built up at the main entry points.
Is that bad?
The danger of having bats in the belfry is sometimes after the built up of the bat guano over a number of years, you can get histoplasmosis.
Oh?
It's an airborne virus. It attacks your immune system in older people and young kids. It's like getting pneumonia.
That is bad. How does Trapper Joe's nuisance wildlife control help?
We can evict the bats and do all the cleanup and disinfect and deodorize in the attic so you're bat-free.
Really?
We deodorize and disinfect the whole entire attic, clean up all the back guano, seal up all the entry points in the whole house, and we have a one-year warranty on all the repairs with the renewable warranty after that. We do top quality work at a reasonable price.
Thanks!
Are bats driving you batty? Call me at 314-220-8247. Get me online at TrapperJoeWildlife.com.
Spring is here, and in St. Louis, that means spring remodeling and spring storms. Compton Roofing has been serving the St. Louis area for over 60 years and is glad to help with storm damage as well as any repairs and replacement needs you may have. Give them a call. The professionals at Compton Roofing are locally owned and family operated. Call them for a free estimate at 314-427-5912 or visit them at ComptonRoofing.com. That's Compton Roofing, 314-427-5912.
The clown with his pants falling down, or the dance. That's a dream of romance or the scene.
Who is this, Martin Lewis? Who is this? Is
yes,
it is Martin Lewis. You don't hear Martin. Very much.
There he is.
Who is there? He is. There he is. This is the coolest guy that ever lived, Dean Martin. Well, it is time to talk about entertainment, and I don't know who better to do it than our own Colin Jeffrey. Colin is brought to you by Oreck. Yes, those people, the vacuum cleaner people. But if you've never been in one of their stores, then you wouldn't know. They have a lot of other great products, and they do. Tell them your AM and the PM. We'd appreciate that. Let's find out what's shaking in the world of entertainment. Here is Colin Jeffrey.
Oh, thank you, Frank.
Listen to that crowd. They love you. They love you.
Not as much as Bernice. Never as much.
They'll never love any of us as much as they love Bernice.
They won't.
I got an email I just got this morning. Dear Frank, more Colin Jeffrey. That's all the email says.
Wow.
More Colin Jeffrey. What are we talking about today?
Well, we'll do some delayed stuff. DVDs out this week. Just a few I should mention. Focus with Will Smith and Margot Robbie. You saw this, didn't you, Frank?
I think I did.
I did.
He was a con artist. She came to learn with him.
No, I didn't see.
Oh, you didn't. You should.
Yeah. Okay.
This was sort of an underrated kind of sleeper hit. It did a lot of things pretty well, and I enjoyed it. Camp X-Ray. This was an independent film. There was initially some buzz that Kristen Stewart, the girl from Twilight, who looks like she's not interested in anything in the world.
I agree.
But this is actually about, I believe, it was about the Abu Ghraib scandal, I believe. It got a lot of buzz. I never saw it, but if you want to check it out, it's probably worth it. Jupiter Ascending, that was not worth it. It was the Wachowski brothers or Wachowski siblings, now that one of them is a woman. They did The Matrix. They did this. It was horrible. Wow. Do not watch this movie. And then McFarland, USA.
Oh, my goodness. What a fantastic.
I still have not seen it. So
it is
this
so good.
I haven't either.
Kevin Costner. It is so good.
Yeah.
It's a true story. McFarland is a town in California. And the coach that the story is about still to this day lives in McFarland. He's had offers from everywhere to go, and he wouldn't take them. It is such a good movie.
I'm going
to
watch that.
And it's true. Good story.
And then for families, the SpongeBob movie, SpongeBob.
Families and Dan.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
Dan.
He loves SpongeBob.
That's out. Yeah. So that's the live action. A few shows to be aware of for what's left of the week. If you miss this, it's worth checking out. It was on Monday. ABC's going to replay it because they're smart like that. It's called The Whispers. Several children in Washington, D.C. are communicating with an imaginary friend who's up to no good. It's a summer exclusive series for ABC, just one of these filler shows, but it turns out it's kind of weird and
it
creepy.
Sounds stupid.
It's weird and creepy. Hannibal's back tonight. Do you watch this show on NBC?
I don't. And is it Hannibal Lecter?
Yes. You're missing out. They've done a great job with this. It's really...
Can I still jump in and get it?
I think you might be able to. I mean, it helps to have the understanding, but you kind of know who Hannibal Lecter is, so I think you'll be all right.
Okay.
But it's really pretty good up through now. And this is another National Geographic show, American Genius. It is a show that is devoted entirely to historical rivalries in America. The first episode that aired this week was about Steve Jobs and Bill Gates.
Okay.
It's really sort of like a quick one-hour documentary-type show that airs new every Monday night on National Geographic, and then they replay it just about every night.
Okay.
And then this Sunday, I know what you'll be tuned to.
The Tonys.
The Tonys.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The Tonys. No Neil Patrick Stewart.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris. I don't know why I said that.
Well, because there's a Patrick Stewart.
Yes.
Yeah. Good. I'm sick of him. No, you know, they find somebody, and then they just put him out there for everything, and it's all you see, and I'm sick of him.
It's kind of like Betty White about a year and a half ago.
Exactly like Betty White.
Kind of like
that. I'm
sick
of her, too.
I love her, but it was too much Betty White.
That's exactly right.
They burned me out.
It's just like everything else. There's a buck to be made, and they see that there's a trend toward people liking Betty White. They just and quite frankly, I kept waiting for Betty White to just die from exhaustion. She's 90 years old.
She's 93, I think. Yeah.
She's going to die.
They did have her doing a lot of stuff.
Saturday Night Live. She's got to be by far the oldest person to host Saturday Night Live. That's a pretty rugged week preparing for that show. And I'm sure they went easy on her and gave her easier stuff. But still, and you're right, I'm glad they've taken a little break from Betty White.
Do you remember she was on that NBC hidden camera show Off the Rockers? It was all old people.
Yes, it was horrible.
It was so bad.
It was terrible. They tried to do a candid camera for old people. It didn't work.
But the fun part of hidden camera shows are seeing people's reactions at the end when they realize, and they cut that out.
That's terrible.
My favorite part when they realize, oh, you got me.
So the Tonys, Sunday night.
Sunday night, CBS.
And I actually will watch it. I'll DVR it and run through it just to make fun of it.
Kristen Chenoweth is one of the co-hosts.
The most irritating woman on earth.
Okay.
Cute, tiny, petite spinner. Great voice, good singer, irritating.
Well.
You know why? Because of that Liza Minnelli thing. If you ever watch Liza Minnelli, she can't stop being on. She's always on stage.
Yes.
And that's Kristen Chenoweth. You know, even when I've tried to see him interview her, she has to go into the song and dance mode.
Yeah, you're
right. Take a break.
Okay, I gotcha. Netflix is streaming a movie, and it's funny, the Wachowskis come up again. They have this new show streaming on Netflix starting Friday called Sense and then the number 8. It's Sense8. It's just really odd. It's science fiction. I don't want to get too far into it other than there are 7 people, I believe, around the world that all share one another's senses.
That's ridiculous.
It's really weird. But if
so
you want
a guy over in Japan stubs his toe.
8 people.
Eight people go, oh.
Something like that. I don't know. So if you want to try out science fiction, it's another new Netflix
show. Is it
show.
Stub your toe or stump your toe?
I think it's stub.
I always said I stumped my toe, and then I heard people go stub, so I thought, well, I guess I'll go with stub.
I'd say stub.
Okay.
I jammed my toe. I hit my toe.
I ram it
toe
into
jam.
The wall.
That's toe jam. That's how you get toe jam. You jam your toe.
And then the Sci-Fi Network released a new teaser trailer for something, and here we go. You can take a listen.
They say the biggest blockbusters come in threes. So naturally, it's our turn.
Not again.
Sharknado 3.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, hell yes.
There you go.
I would never watch that.
Sharknado 3 on the Science Fiction Channel. They are preparing for July 22nd.
Yeah,
that's a Wednesday, 8 p.m.
Never saw the first. Did you see any of them?
No.
I've watched all of them.
How many people? Are they any good? How many people watch these
things? I get kind of fed up. I've watched these sci-fi horrible movies like Piranaconda versus...
Oh.
I've watched all of these movies, and they were wonderfully bad and this sort of hidden gem. And then for some reason, Sharknado blew up. And now it's too inside. It's like, we're in on the joke too.
Yeah.
And it's gotten less fun now, but I'll still watch it because...
Well, it's part of your job.
Why? Yes, so I can talk about it. Jason Alexander gave a great interview earlier this week. And among the many things he spoke about was why Susan, his wife on the show, had to be killed off. Because it was kind of a shocking departure. Were you a Seinfeld fan?
I wasn't. I am now in the reruns, but I don't know the Susan thing.
Yeah, she licked envelopes. He bought cheap wedding invitation, and she got the
poison
died from the poison from the glue on the envelope.
Spit it out there, Dan.
I know. I couldn't get it out.
I did.
Yeah, she died, and it was kind of shocking that all of a sudden they killed off this relatively major character. Well, he said why. And he prefaced it, and you can always tell when something starts out like this, it's not going to go well. He's like, first of all, the actress, a great person.
Yeah.
Great person.
When they fire somebody, they get up and go, well,
yeah.
he was.
Yeah, now I'm going
to. Yeah, wish him the best. He did a great job here. You get to the point. You fired him. So why'd they kill her off?
However.
And there's always a however in life.
Their timing was horrible. He could not do a scene with her, and the scenes were almost exclusively just he and Susan for a long time. And finally, Julie Louis-Dreyfus and Seinfeld had to work with her in one episode, and they both came and like, she's horrible. Her timing is awful. It threw him off. And so they convinced Larry David to kill her off.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
How far into the Seinfeld series was this? First year, second year?
Oh, no. I want to say Susan came along in the sixth season.
Who was the actress?
Heidi Swiberg.
Right, how many episodes was she in?
Maybe two or three seasons. Maybe?
Yeah, she was around for a while.
Well, she had to be devastated because you're on Seinfeld. Oh, my goodness. I got on Seinfeld.
And this was at its peak.
At one point, she was a lesbian, too, right? Yeah, she was.
Yeah, I guess she stuck around as a lesbian.
Yeah,
she died. Like, Pete Best being told they don't need him in the Beatles anymore. And then Ringo.
That was a previous character that George turned her into a lesbian. That was not Susan. Susan died when they were getting married.
Yeah. Yeah, when they were getting ready to
get
married.
I don't think so. Yeah, so either way, what just a devastating, nice person. But yeah, just San Andreas, the movie, hugely popular.
Yeah.
So popular, people are now flocking to websites to buy earthquake survival kits.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they're worried an earthquake.
Yeah, I don't get that. How dumb are people?
Ivan Browning. It's a movie. Remember Ivan Browning?
Yeah, it's a movie.
Yeah.
It's a movie. The new Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Oh, Colbert. I saw him with his beard.
Yes, he did a whole four-minute announcement with his beard and shaving it and not shaving it. They announced his band leader today, Jean Baptiste. Mm. If you don't know who it is, you're not alone. Mm-hmm. I have no idea who this guy is. So they announced that. And then I'm just saying, Sister Act is being remade. They're remaking the movie.
Whoopi Goldberg, please don't do that. It was great. Now, please don't do this. Too late, they're going to do it.
They're going to do it.
The original Sister Act, terrific. And I don't like Whoopi Goldberg, but she was good.
They're redoing it. It's going to be the same producer who is making Cinderella, the live-action movie.
Maybe we'll be wrong. It'll be great.
I hope not. Yeah, I'm done with this. But I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
All right. He is Colin Jeffrey. That is entertainment. Colin, we'll do this next Tuesday, probably, right? Okay. Colin's brought to you by Oric and the locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. If you would tell them your AM and the PM when you go in to look around, we'd appreciate it. You're going to find a lot of great products, affordable products, for your home. Sing it, Dino. Matheny Heating and Cooling is the, it's a family business. It's 73 years old. Third generation now. And it's not hot. It's getting there. You know what? It's sticky and steamy, and it shouldn't. It feels hotter than it should. The sun's not even out, and it's going to start getting miserable. And this is the kind of weather, and even more so tomorrow, when you can't wait to get in the air conditioning. And there's that, boy, it feels good to be in here. Make sure that thing's working right. When it's not working right, it burns a lot more electricity and costs you a lot more money. Efficiency is the name of the game. And Matheny works on everything. I hear these people going, they'll name a brand or another brand. Look, it doesn't matter what brand you have. Don't worry about it. They're trained to work on everything. And they all have a lifespan. If yours is up and done and needs to be replaced, look, there are people that put systems in. They're just not the right replacement systems. They just want to sell you a system. But how you put it in, the returns, the air ducts, blah, 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 blah. How many cubic feet are in the house? There's a science to it, and they've got it down. They know what they're doing. You're going to love this company so much, you'll never again wonder who you're going to call for heating and cooling service or replacement. All of St. Louis County and all of St. Charles County, Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meep, meep.
It's time to check traffic. Here's Frank Ladd.
I'm still working a pair of accidents now, Dan. Southbound 55 at Richardson Road, the ramp and the right lane were blocked at last check. You were backed up to the Merrimack River Bridge. The three left lanes are getting by. And at last check, you were squeaking by on the shoulder on the ramp to Richardson Road. Southbound 141 before Romaine Creek an accident on the right shoulder and nosing out just a little bit in the right lane. Both lanes are open, but southbound 141 was backed up to near Gravois Bluffs. Working with an accident now, Baumgartner and Heinz in the area down by near where Tim Wineland leaves. We got reports now. They've changed an entrance ramp onto southbound 55. You can't get on from the Spruce Memorial Drive entrance ramp anymore. And the way to get on to southbound 55 from downtown is from the Washington Avenue ramp. They're working on this here for the next couple days, this ramp. And reportedly, there's not enough signage. I'm seeing delays. Folks headed down Memorial Drive on the westbound side and looking for the ramp to get on to southbound 55 and not finding it. So they're working their way back onto Spruce and then looping back through downtown in a bit of confusion trying to get on southbound 55. You can get on southbound 55 at Washington Avenue. Northbound on 55, you're heavy between Park Avenue and the Poplar, eastbound 64, slow going Jefferson to the Poplar. Southbound 270, starting to see a little more volume now, Olive to Ladue, then a couple pockets south of Highway 64. This update brought to you by Staples. Staples has great ideas for your business, from laptops to tablets and smartphones to services like setup and repair, even free recycling of old technology. Make on budget happen, make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lighting Airborne Traffic Center, Frankland on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by LaCleve Cab. Your AM to PM cab company, STL Taxi is the app. It's free. It works. Download it, if you would, please. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everyone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
First, we'd like to begin saying hello and welcome to St. Louis at the Lambert International Airport right now. Kate Upton. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Welcome to town. That's all I got to say. Hey, rumor has it Kim Kardashian is pregnant with twins. Mm. Pregnant with twins. If that's true, Kim's stomach could get almost as big as Kanye West's head.
Nah, that never happened.
Awesome. This is nice. The Golden State Warriors invited a 105-year-old fan to the NBA Finals at no charge at all. How about that? Pretty nice. Yeah. The kicker, of course, is she was only 102 when the playoffs began. Season.
Long playoffs, really long.
Speaking of people over 100, a 106-year-old lady in Ohio just got her high school diploma. Mm. And she said she wants to go to college next, but only if she gets that volleyball scholarship. Not gonna.
Yeah.
And finally,
you know what? In 30 more years, people will be living 150.
Oh yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is running for president. Should he win, he would be the first bachelor in office since 1885. Mm. Yeah, if you don't include Bill Clinton.
Yeah,
Bill Cleveland's segment is brought to you this afternoon by LaCleve Cab, the AM and the PM cab company in downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Yep, sir.
There he goes, the on-the-road man, Bill Cleveland. Playhouse coming up, joke and everything, the whole package. 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.